My dad has a saying, a lie begins in the soul and then travels the world.
You follow in the steps of a great man.
Ali's Wedding is a true story written on the life of the Australian actor Osama Sami, whose parents left Iraq during the time of Saddam Hussein. Sami, who starred as himself and co-wrote the movie, gave us some insight into it.
Yeah, almost every event that you see in the film happened. Running away from my arranged wedding, falling in love, faking a university degree, forging my high school results, doing Saddam in school, getting deported from America. That all happened. I don't know how, but they did happen. I'm just trying to think what part of it didn't happen, and I can't think of any.
Executive producer of the film, Tony Ayres, says the movie is very timely because it spoke to some of the issues that are in the forefront of news discourse around the world.
When we sort of found the story of Ali's Wedding, it struck us all that this is a deeply political story because it doesn't talk about politics. It actually doesn't reference racism. It doesn't actually talk about the kinds of issues that are facing Muslims all around the world at the moment. In terms of Islamophobia, but it does in a more fundamental way, because what it does, what our medium can do, it humanises. It shows people that, it shows an audience that these are regular people with different cultural norms, different habits and traits, but essentially also things that we can connect with as other human beings.
James Woolley, who represented the organizers of the film festival, said that the idea behind the Traveling Film Festival was to share the fun with regional communities and to offer an exciting mix of entertainment.
So what we try and do is make sure that the experience is curated in a way that people see all sorts of things. They see something that's very funny, they see something that's very sad, but you also see all sorts of different genres of cinema.
The people who attended cut across all walks of life in age and profession. I spoke with some of them.
Have you been coming for the Travelling Film Festival for a while?
4 years ago I came, yeah.
Okay. Did you enjoy the experience?
Yeah, very much. That's why I come back again. Very, very entertaining films.
I'm Jakayla.
Is this your first time coming for Travelling Film?
Yes, first time.
What made you attracted to it?
Supporting the Australian filmmakers and international filmmakers who are independent, really interested in these different concepts of films.
The event producer said Whitney Houston's documentary, When Can I Be Me, was also a huge success, and they had to bring it on the tour. Some of the highlights of the documentary include her 1999 tour in Germany, where her daughter Bobby Christina sang a song with her in Mannheim. The documentary chronicled her life and her struggle, as well as how she eventually turned to her addiction. Some of her band members sang praises of her. Patty Howard was a bass singer.
We did not have Beyoncé's and any African-American female artist that can now be at the top of a pop chart. That absolutely was not going to happen before Whitney Houston. It had not happened before Whitney Houston. So she changed history for us, and she paid a price for it.
Perhaps one of the most poignant quotes from the documentary was from Whitney herself in an interview she did in the early 2000s when she was asked if she was defined by her success.
Success doesn't change your fame, it does. You got a whole world of people calling your name and you really don't know them. Is there a misconception of the fact that when we become famous that we have these beautiful, perfect lives and that nothing is ever on a low? It's a bad conception.
The Traveling Film Festival tour will be concluded next month at sea on the Princess cruise ship. Pinat Nwaba, reporting for DW, Port Macquarie, Australia.